Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Tuesday, August 11th. We do still have a little bit of rain possibly in the forecast, and we will get to that. We'll have the full weather forecast with meteorologist Dan Holliday coming up in just a few minutes here on this Tuesday morning. The mask ordinance for the city of Wichita is set to expire today.
However, the city council is expected to vote on possibly extending the ordinance until at least September 8th. Today's vote comes amid reports of 1,100 new cases since Friday in the state and 7 new deaths, as well as controversy in the form of criticism from the Kansas Policy Institute that charges Secretary Dr. Lee Norman manipulated a coronavirus graph to deceive people. At least one council member said they will vote against extending the ordinance. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And the Kremlin claims that it has registered a vaccine for COVID-19 for use, and that Russian President Vladimir Putin's daughter has already received an inoculation.
As the world passes 20 million confirmed cases of coronavirus, Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country's developed a vaccine that offers lasting immunity from the disease. He says it's been tested and registered for use, and he's saying one of his two daughters has already gotten a shot of it and is feeling fine. That makes Russia the first country on Earth to register a vaccine, but many scientists both in and out of Russia are skeptical, questioning the decision to register it before phase 3 trials that usually involve months of testing and thousands of people. Jill Nato, Fox News.
One man is dead following a crash near Hutchinson. It was early Sunday evening. Deputies responded to Yagi Road and Highway K-14 after a vehicle struck a pillar. Reno County Sheriff's deputies found the vehicle engulfed in flames. One man was trapped, and that victim died at the scene. The top cop in Seattle has had enough. More from Fox's Griff Jenkins.
Seattle's police chief, Carmen Best, who has battled against civil unrest for more than 2 months, says she is stepping down. After the city council approves reducing her department through layoffs and attrition, the chief's resignation letter. It reads in part, quote, "This was a difficult decision for me, but when it's time, it's time." She continued, "You truly are the best police department in the country, and please trust me when I say the vast majority of the people in Seattle support you and appreciate you." The letter noting her retirement will be effective September 2nd.
Chief Best served in the Seattle Police Department for 28 years. A Republican leader in the Kansas legislature is accusing Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's top public health administrator of using a misleading presentation to bolster the argument for requiring people to wear masks in public. House Majority Leader Dan Hawkins' criticism yesterday came as a debate raged over imposing mandates to get the coronavirus under control. Hawkins is a representative from Wichita. His criticism of Dr. Lee Norman came after the CEO of the small government free market think tank suggested that Norman had doctored a chart used in a news conference last week. Norman acknowledged that the chart might have caused confusion, but said its central point, that masks work, remains valid. The KU School of Medicine in Wichita is looking for participants in a clinical trial for a COVID-19 vaccine. To be eligible, you must be at least 18 years old. The trial starts later this month in Wichita. KU School of Medicine Center of Clinical Research Director Dr. Tiffany Swashinger-Schmidt, one of the directors of the trial, said they're looking to test about 1,500 people in Wichita and the surrounding area. They've already started using the vaccine. It's showing encouraging signs of slowing the spread of COVID-19. It's a local effort, part of a nationwide clinical trial, which is going to be a randomized controlled trial. That means some people will get the vaccine, others will get a placebo. The Toronto Blue Jays finally have a home. One toy is going away. The wit and wisdom of Earl Pitts. And, of course, our full weather forecast heading into this Tuesday. Lots of great information is coming your way. KNSS News Time 604. With Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And as we begin our Tuesday morning commute, we'll be keeping you updated on traffic situations throughout Wichita roadways all morning long with Jad Chambers.
Traffic volumes in the Wichita area starting to pick up a little bit. Not seeing very heavy traffic volumes out there, though. The traffic conditions looking pretty good at the moment. And the gasoline prices here in the Wichita area really didn't change much. In fact, the best I've seen out there still, 61st Street North and I-135 up in Park City. So gasoline price there about $2.91 a gallon. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And our weather forecast heading into this Tuesday. Let's find out what's going on with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. That line of storms that moved in last night brought us just under an inch and a half of rain in southern Sedgwick County. But it does look like we get a break from precipitation for a while today, heating up a bit more this afternoon. Today's high 94, the chance of a thunderstorm well after midnight, our low 72, sunny and 94 again on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the east. It is mostly cloudy, 72 degrees here as we begin this Tuesday morning. Thanks for being with us here on KNSS with Steve and Ted as we get underway with the big show. We got three great hours of radio coming your way. So we thank you for being with us and hope you're having a great Tuesday to come. Telemedicine growing explosively after COVID-19 shut down much of the economy earlier this year, forcing doctors and patients to connect virtually. Care providers like the Cleveland Clinic went from 5,000 telemedicine visits a month to 200,000 visits. That was just April alone.
Wow.
Doctors say they hope the increased use continues. Telemedicine does give them a way to connect more frequently with patients, especially those with chronic health problems, and that can help people stay healthy and out of hospitals. But if telemedicine does retain some growth, there will be issues like insurance coverage and doctor reimbursement that still need to be resolved.
Right.
That always comes down to money.
It always does.
Yep.
Now, have you done any telemedicine?
I've never done
yet?
A telemedicine. I know
I
a lot of people have.
I have. It was an interesting experience. Unfortunately, I think the biggest problem with it was at the time they needed some blood, and that's something that you really can't do over the internet. So I did have to actually go to the doctor's office just to have some blood drawn. However, at the time, they were doing it remotely, hands-free. You didn't even have to come in. You could just drive up and someone would come out, and you just stick your arm out the car window, and bam, they do the blood draw. But I'm not exactly sure. I've got another appointment coming up fairly soon. I'm debating whether or not to do this one telemedicine or to just go in. Since I'd have to have my blood drawn anyway.
It's become very popular in the last several months. Telemedicine. Of course, that's part of our health plan that we get here through the company. It's
yes, it is.
I've never done it.
Yeah, I did it for the first time at last. It was fine. It was interesting. It was basically a lot like any other office visit I've had. I just wasn't actually there.
You just don't have to wait 45 minutes in various places before you see the doctor.
Exactly.
At least you can wait at home. Hey, air travel is down sharply, of course, during the pandemic. But airport screeners are finding what at a much higher rate?
I know the answer to this one. Guns.
Yep. About 80% of the guns they find are loaded. The TSA appealing yesterday to travelers to pay attention to the restrictions on traveling with guns. This is not new information.
Nope.
This has been on the books now for 20 years, yeah. Just about.
Yeah.
You cannot take a loaded gun onto a plane.
Can't take a gun onto
a plane.
And
people don't seem to figure that out.
Probably shouldn't try and put one through a metal detector of any kind. That's that's going to be a problem.
The guns are allowed in checked bags if unloaded.
If unloaded.
And in a locked case.
Yep.
But you cannot put them in a carry-on bag. There are federal civil penalties, but criminal charges usually left to local authorities. TSA voicing concern about guns in bags, just as U.S. air travel topped 800,000 on Sunday. That's the highest number of people going through airport checkpoints since St. Patrick's Day.
Wow.
That was 5 months ago.
It's been a while.
And that number is still down 69% from where it was a year ago. So,
and yet they're finding more guns.
More guns. People are packing heat and trying to fly.
Wow.
With their carry-on. Cannot do that.
Nope.
The school district in the capital city of Illinois, Springfield, has updated its dress code policy for remote learning. Here we go. They're cracking down. You know, you're going to school remotely.
Right, right.
Now they're saying that students cannot wear pajama pants nor slippers while on camera.
Just
when classes start later this month.
Just tilt the camera up. They won't be able to tell.
Isn't that one of the great benefits of remote learning? That you don't have to have a uniform on?
I suppose so.
Springfield Public Schools says in its school manual that students should also be sitting up and out of bed. Preferably while at a desk or table.
Okay.
District officials say students should approach online classes at home the same way they would going to school in person.
Good luck
but
enforcing
it's not the
that.
Same.
Yeah.
However, some parents say the district just doesn't have the right to say how children should dress when they're at home. This is a.
I'm not sure. Some people say. Well, they shouldn't have the right to tell my kids how to dress when they're at school or when they're home or whatever. Well, yeah, but then again, you've got to set boundaries. There's got to be some boundaries somewhere.
Yeah, you just can't have kids sitting there shirtless and
people
in
always
bed and,
people always talking about that slippery slope. Well, if you restrict this, you got to restrict this. No, slippery slopes don't exist that way. If you're going to draw a line, you do have to draw it somewhere.
Many U.S. schools don't have the best air circulation, and that, of course, is causing a lot of worry that will exacerbate the coronavirus threat when some schools reopen this month. Aging air conditioning and heating systems allow classroom air to become somewhat stagnant sometimes, meaning the virus would linger in the air around the students and teachers instead of being blown into the air ducts and out.
Yep.
At one New York City school, teachers are threatening not to return until their central air conditioning system is fixed. A system that last worked 7 years ago. I'm right with them. Hey, if you can't fix this, I'm not coming in.
Makes sense.
Schools will be teaching classes outdoors, even in some colder places.
You know, that's not a bad
idea. They're buying large tents and heaters to protect students from the weather. If you go to the tents outside.
That's not a terrible idea, depending on, climate.
Talk about
and
old
all.
School.
Yeah.
So there you go. And so that's not a Wichita public school problem. Of course, we had that two huge bond issues in recent years that basically installed air conditioning in tons and tons of our buildings.
Yeah, managed to get good climate control in all those buildings.
Yeah. 6:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's check out what's going on in sports. And we have wrapped up one of Wichita's annual events, the 86th National Baseball Congress World Series, finished up last night at X Stadium. Championship game between the Santa Barbara Foresters and the Cheney Diamond Dogs, and it was not even close. Big win for Santa Barbara, 12-3 was the final score. Cheney's only two losses came against the Foresters as Santa Barbara goes unbeaten in the double elimination tournament. And the dynasty continues as Santa Barbara wins the National Baseball Congress World Series for the eighth time in the last 15 years. Your champions once again at the National Baseball Congress World Series, the Santa Barbara Foresters. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals had a day off yesterday, and they got to enjoy it. They're on a four-game winning streak right now, and they go for road interleague play action tonight in Cincinnati, taking on the Reds. That'll be at 5:30 p.m., and you can listen to that one live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM. The Royals don't go to Cincinnati very often, but they don't lose there very often either. In fact, the Royals have won their last five games in Cincinnati. They haven't lost a game in Cincinnati in a decade, 2010. Royals and the Reds tonight at 5:30 p.m. The college football season and fall athletics for colleges seems to be hanging in the balance right now. Power 5 conferences, one Power 5 conference, the Big Ten, apparently voting to cancel its season, and that will put into question the entire college football season. Let's get more from Fox's Jonathan Seri.
The Detroit Free Press is reporting that the Big Ten has voted to cancel the 2020 college football season. They attribute this to multiple people with knowledge of the decision. Power 5 conference commissioners met on Sunday to weigh the risks of playing during a pandemic. No decisions there yet, but analysts say it does not look good. Clemson's Trevor Lawrence and other stars of college football tweeted, "We all want to play football this season." They went on to list a series of proposals, including universal safety protocols, the ability to opt out of play, and the establishment of a college players association.
Of course, the Big Ten is talking about canceling. Nebraska, who is in the Big Ten, came out yesterday and strongly said,
"Yeah,
we don't care what the conference does. We want to play a season, and they'll find games anywhere they can." So it's beginning to descend into chaos in the college sports, and we aren't even there yet.
Of course it is.
For the fall. So we'll see what decisions are made and what announcements are made today as far as that goes. Major League Baseball last night, the Arizona Diamondbacks going to Denver and knock off the first-place Rockies 12-8. A huge game for the Diamondbacks for their designated hitter, former Wichita Wingnuts star David Peralta, 4-for-5 at the plate. Throwing a couple of runs at a double. He's batting .304 on the season now. And coming out of the Diamondbacks bullpen, another former Wichita Wingnut, Junior Guerra, throwing a scoreless eighth inning. Guerra has made 6 appearances now this season. Hasn't given up a run yet. 0.0 earned run average. Another win for the Diamondbacks. They've won 4 of their last 6. Playing well. And a happy birthday today to one of the great Kansas City Chiefs wide receivers of all time, the great Otis Taylor.
Hey.
The flanker is 78 today. Played all 11 of his pro years with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's in the Chiefs Hall of Fame. He is number 2 in franchise history still in receptions, receiving yards, receiving touchdowns, and 100-yard games. Finished his pro career with 7,000 yards receiving and 57 touchdowns, including a huge touchdown catch, 46 yards, stiff arm into the end zone in Super Bowl IV when the Chiefs won it all. Why is Otis Taylor not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? I would imagine we will address this question with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, when we have our live visit with Mitch.
Good question.
2 hours from now at 8:15. So make sure you are here for that. And that's sports with Steve and Ted. It is 6:23 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We'll be giving you a traffic and weather update, of course. And how can you get your family to help out a little more around the house? Maybe a proposition there from Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Coming up with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.